K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, women's soccer, women's volleyball, men's, women's basketball, cross country, and so much more. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Record on this Tuesday, July 15, 2025. Man, July's flying by here, folks. Despite this being a kind of a calm portion of the year in between seasons, and now we are fastly approaching, as I keep saying, and will keep saying, until it arrives, a fall schedule for K-State sports here, beginning August 23rd with K-State, Iowa State. Overseas Dublin Island Farmageddon edition. Oh yeah, it's coming fast. Definitely, while it's calm right now, advise you, especially your K-State fan, subscribe to this podcast, hit the like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we update content on here. Whether that's you listening to this podcast on Spotify and other platforms, y'all be first to know about it. Talk about a quarterback position yesterday, and I want to stay there because who's going to be QB2 coming into this year, right? Fall camp, as mentioned in spring, in media days last week, I think VJ Payne said 2 weeks, so almost a week and a half before guys show up for fall camp. And then, of course, that's going to lead up to fall practice ahead of the Iowa State game. And, of course, Taquan Roberson backed up Avery Johnson last year. I believe it was his last eligibility year in college, by the way, there. And that game against Colorado pops up to my mind, right? Avery goes out of that game, and Taquan comes in and converts probably one of the more huge big plays of that game, obviously, there. And then, of course, Avery Johnson was playing a little banged up, and then rallied K-State to win that football game on the road. And in a hostile environment, Colorado, that was an electric atmosphere there, obviously. They're given the fact that, yeah, K-State, you're in the mix there, and look, you're battling for a spot there. You're going to get everybody's best shot, obviously. Look, if you're going to be one of the best teams in the conference, you're going to get everybody's best shot. We see this all the time, whether that's Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas. Well, not Texas is not in this category. Get out of here with that. Ohio State. Yep, Ohio State's in this category. And a couple other teams in this category as well. But, yeah, K-State, there. You're going to be in that spot more times than not, right? But the quarterback position there, obviously, we all know Avery Johnson. If they're going to take a few steps forward and get to where they need to go, Avery Johnson needs to stay on the field. But who's going to be the back? Who's going to be the backup quarterback? All right, so there's three QBs here. Jacob Canoe came on. It feels like forever since he's been on this roster with no experience. Jacob Canoe's right there in the mix. A junior transfer. Yeah, he's been here for a couple of years now, I believe. You have that right there. A junior from Minnesota. I remember calling his name out when he first came. I was like, who is this guy? And I believe it was when Avery Johnson was not on this roster yet. So, yeah, Jacob Knuth has been on this roster with K-State for a couple years now. So, he, I would say, is in a driver's seat, right? But you have two other guys back here in Blake Barnett and Dylan Duff. Both, well, one of them was a, hang on a second, redshirt freshman. The other, according to my depth chart, and I'm looking up here, is just a true freshman, Dylan Duff. And I've heard some about, now again, I don't know much about Dylan Duff and Blake Barnett other than they're just quarterbacks. But I have heard about Blake Barnett on some of these podcasts, other K-State podcasts that I listen to, obviously, that I have mentioned on the Pro Project podcast, whether that's Threema, Power Cat Podcast, and a couple others, right? So, yeah, Avery Johnson's got to stay on there, but who is going to be the competent QB2. That is going to be the question there that Matt Wells is going to have to figure out, because, knock on wood, Avery Johnson were to get hurt. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. But again, season has its share of ebbs and flows. You just don't know. But again, hopefully Avery Johnson is staying on the field, because that is going to be obviously the one-way ticket for K-State to achieve their goals this year. K-State needs Avery Johnson on as much as I have been hard on QB1. Avery Johnson, K-State needs Avery Johnson. And of course, Avery Johnson talked about being selfless as he is. You know, he needs K-State as well. That's probably not the right word I wanted to come out, but you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so I've heard some good things about Blake Barnett, and then Dylan Duff, I've only heard of him not very much. But yeah, so Jacob Knuth, for him, circling back to him for a minute, this is an opportunity. Obviously, with Matt Wells taking over play calling, we'll see what happens to this QB2 position, because obviously, I'm not in Manhattan right now to see what's going on, obviously. I'm over here at KC, Missouri. We're going to have other experts out there, well, not from this podcast anyways, that are going to be keeping close eye tabs on this, because this is going to be, I think this is going to be one of the more overlooked, probably shouldn't be, because, yeah, three QBs right here, and you're going to get, Avery Johnson's going to be here for at least two more years, obviously, unless Avery has a monster year, and decide, hey, I'm going to go to the NFL. But given history, Avery loves K-State. And if he does have a monster year, we're talking about K-State getting the Big 12 championship. and having a potential college football playoff spot if he has what I think he's going to have as well. And he's got, again, he's got to stay on the field. He's one of the important player on this team, obviously, on the offensive side of the ball. And I know, hey, you got to have a quarterback. If you hear it all the time, you got to have a QB1 that's going to take you to the promised land. That's going to get you somewhere. You hear this all the time, whether that's in the college ranks or the NFL, or even you can go back to high school ranks now. Got to have a quarterback, man. You don't, it's going to be a rough time. That's all I'm saying. But maybe other than the D-line, this is really deep, the QB position right here. So a handful of QBs and probably not going to get much playing time as I'm looking out of here anyways. You know, unless K-State were to roll, which were to roll early into some of these games, which I can't say that yet. I cannot say that yet. So we'll have to see what happens when this all goes down here between these QBs right now, as the depth chart looks. Jacob Knuth is in that spot right now. And then you have Blake Barnett and Dylan Duff back there in the QB4 spot. But this can all change right here. So we already know QB1 secure. The bigger question is, who's going to be the official QB2 when Iowa State season rolls out? And K-State has no shortage of quarterbacks. So, hey, at least you got that covered there as well. So, man, we'll see what happens there, obviously, with the QB2 position, actually. We shouldn't be saying QB1. We should be saying QB2 position. Probably, maybe the second or third question there. Going into fall camp, who's going to be the backup, Avery's backup this year? Taquan Robinson moves on now. Jacob Knuth has been, and going back to him for a second, he's been in the system for a couple years now. So, we'll find out what happens. When I hear something from one of these other K-State podcasts, that's for sure. But again, you need a quarterback to take you to the promised land. We've had our share of some great good quarterbacks come through K-State, and obviously Avery Johnson is part of that group. And again, Avery Johnson's got to take a couple steps forward if this team is going to reach its potential here in 2025. Pro Project Podcast, all thanks K-State Sports. You can get it where our podcast found Freedom Bell Daily. Or I'm just recording Kansas State content again. Appreciate you. Seeing the numbers continuing to gain a substantial surprise during the summer, during this downstretch of sports right now, and of course it's gonna be picking up here as we rock and roll through July, and here in a couple weeks it's gonna be August, it's gonna be game time here for football, women's volleyball, women's soccer, yep, so, and of course men's, women's golf will follow that. So it's not crazy sitting here. It's gonna be tomorrow. Well, not literally, but tomorrow when we're gonna be talking about previewing these games. And of course, if you've been following this podcast for quite some time now, or been a everydayer since the very beginning of the Pro Bunch podcast, postcast after every game, whether that's women's soccer game or volleyball game, and of course you're gonna get my reaction of every football game, just like last year. And then of course you have myself and Alex Aiden will debrief even more on the Podbean app side of things, which again, speaking of which there, I might hop on to do an episode later this week. We'll see. Alex has to take care of some family emergency there. So prayers to him and his family during this time there as well. So it'll be, hopefully I'll get on there this week after me and him recorded last week over there. And oh, by the way, that's Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, GRIER number 3, EDDIE apostrophe S podcast, GRIER number 3, EDDIE apostrophe S podcast, for more bonus content. You enjoy Wildcat coverage, definitely download the Podbean app and type in what I just said, and you'll get easily access. Maybe that was too emphatic, but you'll get coverage right there. Make sure you subscribe to that channel over there. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to wrap it up for right now in this latest football edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All thanks K-State Sports, Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports.